You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I have my first repeat visitor. Woo! Caroline, aka Low Cheekbones. It's an honor.
Woo! It's a pleasure.
To have such a like VIP celebrity here.
Stop.
You were recognized on your way here. So you
That was a highlight.
Yeah.
That was a highlight.
So you're now up to like when we first started recording, it was new, right? It was like
new.
Harper's Bazaar is like not working out. Actually, you were still at Harper's Bazaar when we recorded,
which is
terrifying.
Which is a joke.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I was doing that. Was it May or something that we...
I don't know.
Okay. It was May. And yeah, I was doing low cheekies on the side.
Yeah.
And I think I had like 700 followers at the time, but I was like, oh man, I'm like killing it. Even though I had like a follower
but you
or
two. Were.
But I knew that whatever I was doing at the time, I needed to like keep doing it.
Yes.
Because I just had this fire in my bones that like
I thought you were gonna say in your loins.
In my loins. I was gonna say my loins.
Fire in your loins, okay.
Fire in my loins and my bones. So yeah, that is no more.
Yes.
And now I'm doing this full time and I'm working with Refinery 29 now, and they basically reached out for my Instagram because they wanted to do something together.
That's amazing.
So
you have like 140,000 views on like a single video.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
That's really weird and also like frustrating because my follower count is a lot lower than the viewer count I have on my
videos.
But
that's fine.
But that's fine. But also, but there are some guys who are like I had dinner the other week with a friend who you know, and then she had a guest and he was like, well, what the fuck are you doing wrong? Like, you gotta fix it. Like,
how many followers does this asshole have?
I don't know. Like, I think he literally has two followers, but he's not in the game.
Yeah,
but
and like, also, I have a background in this sort of thing, having worked in social media.
Tell me, yeah.
So, YouTube's a great example.
Okay.
Someone on YouTube could have usually like a tenth of the subscribers versus like their average video
views.
Right?
Thank you.
Lots of people could see a video, but they're not necessarily going to subscribe to the channel. So it's not, it's your reach, right? It's number of impressions and reach that matters.
Thank you so much. Okay, that makes me feel better. Yeah. That's honestly how I've been looking at it. I've been looking at my Instagram account as like a little mini YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And the followers I have are subscribers and the views are like YouTube views.
Yes.
Kind of
yeah.
Thing.
Whoever told you that was an idiot. He sounds like he was being a hater for real.
Thank you. I feel a lot better. He was like, "What are you doing wrong?" And I like went and like cried myself to sleep. But also, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gross.
Be over it. So, what amazes me? I mean, there's so many things that amaze me about what you're doing with Low Cheekbones. Again, if you're listening to this and you don't know Low Cheekbones, please go to Instagram.com/Low Cheekbones immediately and get your life. You are very fearless. Like, you're in very public places
very public.
Doing the absolute most.
Yes.
Do you, like, are you nervous to do some of the things that you do?
I'm dying, but I think, like, it needs to be done.
Yeah.
I think, like, ever since, like, you've known me since I was, like, how old? What was it, like, 12 or 11?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've
A million
always
years.
had, I'm always like spitting out these like weird hypothetical situations.
Yeah.
And that's been my thing. And now that I have this like medium to like project all of my weird what if scenarios.
Because you would always be like, wouldn't it be hysterical if like I wore like a tutu and just like ran in here and like,
right. Yeah. And you're like, okay, shut up.
Yeah.
But so now I'm like, wait, let's do that. And it's incredibly nerve wracking, but it needs to be done because it's so funny.
It's so like, funny.
And also like, I will say that the more that I do these like crazy girl on the street things, the easier it gets.
Okay. Like, you're getting more shameless.
I'm getting more shameless. Yeah. And also like, I think the fact like the anonymity of New York makes it a lot easier.
Right.
Like I think people just go in to like, go out into the world in New York thinking like Manhattan, like New York is a circus.
It's like, another crazy woman.
Lady on the street. Like, especially like Times Square. Oh, full of crazy.
Yeah.
So like, because it almost like encourages that kind of like craziness.
Yeah.
And like,
you feel
I almost feel right at home and I almost feel like invisible, like doing these weird things because I feel like no one,
everyone's
going to stop me and be like, get out of here. Scram.
Right.
Cause it's just like, oh, there's some crazy,
that's just New York.
Like, oh, they just like attribute it to like, oh, it's crazy. Crazy New York City.
Yes.
So that's what makes it easier.
Okay, so do you get haters in your comments? Are there people that like actively go out of their way to comment?
Yes, actively. I think when I started Instagram, I had this like illusion that Instagram is like a more highbrow medium than YouTube or something. So I was like, oh, trolls don't exist here. I am exempt.
Yeah.
So I like started posting these videos like as if I were like in a real bubble. And then when I got my first hate comment, it was like, you're ugly and this is stupid and you're not funny. God.
Wait, so did you click on that person's profile to see the type of person?
I literally, I clicked on her profile and she was some like Midwest piece of shit. And I blocked her and I like stood there in like utter
You should have just
disbelief.
Commented under all of her
this is the thing. Yeah. Like I could very easily like go back and comment on all these profiles and be like, cool, neat, you suck. Like, but like,
but okay, but this is what I was telling you earlier. It's a huge, huge compliment to get haters because it means that people feel impassioned enough to,
I guess.
No, it's true. It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
If
you never got any hate comments on the internet, it would mean that you were
really just like a basic middle
doing,
of the road
doing
dumb
nothing.
Bitch.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Okay. So what's the meanest comment you've gotten?
The meanest comment was, I hate you. Like,
but
literally.
Like, is that mean if it's coming from a total stranger?
Yes, because, like, hate is such a strong word. Like, I don't, like,
it's
you
like,
don't
God
know
damn.
Me.
Like, why
like,
do you hate me?
What have I done to you to, like, warrant this kind of hatred? Like, I hate you.
Okay, but that person is probably commenting on, like, 17 different profiles at once, being like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I feel like it would be much worse and, like, much more cutting if they were like, listen. Like, I had a fashion blog for a long, you remember I had a fashion blog?
Yeah.
The Glamorous Eccentric, and I would sometimes get comments that were so personal, being like,
like
you
what?
Clearly got a nose job. You clearly like always photograph yourself from this like three-quarter like side angle because like this is your best angle. And I'm like, yes, bitch, this is my best angle. And I
But also you don't have a nose job, so it's not offensive. It's a compliment.
Well,
so that's not offensive.
Yeah, I guess it's a compliment to be like,
thank
oh,
you
my nose is so perfect
my
that
nose
like you
is
think
a perfect
it's fake.
Ski jump, snow jump.
Okay,
ski
but
jump.
I feel like when comments are like really personal, like when you can tell someone's been like if someone like called you out on something that was like extremely specific to you, then it's hurtful. But just in general, like I hate you, die. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's still jarring to have someone on the internet say, I hate you.
I hate you. That's jarring. And I mean, obviously because I'm putting myself out there, like very much so, like
it's a very vulnerable,
it's a very vulnerable position. And like, you know, people have been like, you're like, get your flat titties out of here.
No.
Or like, or like crow's feet, like sick crow's feet. But
oh
then
my
I'm like,
God.
Yeah. So those were two mean comments that come to mind. But then I just like block them and I move on with my life.
99% of your comments are like, I love you. I'm obsessed.
Are like very positive. Yeah. So more positive than not. So I just have to kind of lead with that. And I think like it really comes with the territory. Like if I'm going to put myself out there, I have to accept that there are going to be trolling the internet. And also I think it's important that like I'm in a relationship with someone, like because I will always like vent about it with Stapp and cry. Yes. And I mean, I never cry about it, but I'll like whine about it. Yeah. And he'll be like, just no, stop.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah,
you're fine. Yeah. You're perfect.
Get a thick skin. Yeah.
It's taught me to have a thick skin. But honestly, like, if you had told me, like, while I was in college or even high school that I would be doing this now, like, I would have laughed in your face because I was the most, like, self-conscious, like, insecure person when it came to, like, even taking photos. Like, I wouldn't even allow anybody to, right, like, post a photo of me on Instagram. I'd be like, please delete that.
Although you were always, like, hysterical and funny, you, yes, were always very private.
I was always very private. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't, like, publicize my, like, my humor. And I was just, like, funny, like, out and about. But never, like, I never wanted to, like, make it,
yes,
a career.
Right.
So
your beautiful boyfriend, Steph. So how does he deal with, like, because there are a lot of dudes in your comments being, yeah, like, you're perfect, marry me.
Yeah.
How does he handle that? Umut would freak
out. He hates it. Yeah. Aww. He really hates it. And
could you imagine if there were, like, hundreds of girls commenting on his Instagram every single week being like, yes, like, you're so hot. Like,
I can't, honestly, like, I feel like on the one hand, if a lot of girls were like, you're so sexy, I would be like,
yeah, it would kind of like make it hotter for you. Like, yeah, but I've got him.
Yeah, my boyfriend. So he's getting.
But maybe you may be petty and like comment under them and be like, he's with me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's mine.
Totally. Well, actually, this is interesting. So I was having kind of like a slow day the other day, and I got a private message from this like well-known-ish, but not even well-known.
What's a slow day? Like 40,000 like, views versus like your usual 100. Okay.
Like crying.
Okay.
In bed.
Oh God.
And I got a direct message from this guy who was like, I would love to shoot you, and like my sad ego like jumped at this request, and I was like, yes, I'm feeling like validated now. Yeah. And I looked at his Instagram profile, and it was like mostly like tasteful nudes, like quotation marks, tasteful nudes, whatever that means. Like, bottom line, like, I think there's like a huge movement right now with like dudes taking tasteful nudes and posting it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't want any part of that because like, dude, like, are you fucking stupid?
Do you hear that, listeners? Like, don't be in Caroline's DMs asking for nudes.
Like, also, like, what the fuck? Like, have you seen my Instagram? Like, I'm a clown in every one of my videos.
But you're a sexy clown.
I don't know, but like.
So this is an interesting thing that I wonder if you've thought about.
Yeah.
You're hysterically funny, and you would be hysterically funny no matter what you looked like, but the fact that you're also, like, a beautiful, tall girl, I think adds to.
Yeah, I guess I'm. Yeah, maybe. Right. So I guess I'm not that. Actually, I was talking to a girl about this.
Like,
the other day.
I'm so happy that Refinery has recognized your genius and they're working with you. But I think that especially like in the fashion world, a big reason why they probably want to partner with you. Like, yes, of course, you're funny and you get it. But you also look amazing.
If I were busted, I think I would get a lot more, like, hate comments. Like, I'd be like, you're a busted bitch, get off the internet. Yeah. Like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think gives me, like, the license to do a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what makes me feel fearless, too, when I do these videos. Because I can just, like, bat my eyelashes and be like, please, please.
You were saying you were talking to a friend.
So I was saying... Oh, no, but before that, he sent me a message and was like, I would love to shoot you. And I was like, cool, yeah. And then he responded back today and was like, by the way, how do you feel about doing, like, very tasteful nudes for this magazine?
God.
Check them out. They're so cool. And I was like, the like, not even feminist in me, but, like, the smart, like,
Harvard-educated woman.
Yeah. In me was like, are you retarded? Like, sorry, not retarded. Are you an idiot? Like, I'm like, look at my Instagram. Like, please know your market. Like, don't ask me to like shove my nip in your camera lens. Like, so that like incensed me, and I was really proud of myself.
Did you tell your boyfriend?
Furious? Yeah, he was fuming.
Was he like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, he grabbed my phone and was like, hey man, this isn't gonna work. like, hey,
yes, man. He responded to him.
Yeah, he responded.
That's amazing.
He just grabbed my phone and responded to
that's
him.
The kind of man you want.
Yeah, that's what
just like you get mean, in there,
get in there. And he was like, just thought it was ridiculous.
There's something that you were mentioned earlier about not being fearless and how you were kind of self-conscious. So the Japanese yeah. believe that like being shy is a form of ego, right?
Okay.
So like if you're really shy, you actually have this like inflated sense of yourself where like you think that like everyone, it's like no one cares about you. Like you have nothing to be shy for.
Yeah.
So like it's actually that's seen as like egotistical to be like super, super shy in a lot yeah. of cultures, which I think actually makes a lot of sense because yeah. if you're really shy and self-conscious, you have this like weird sort of inflated sense of people looking at you and yeah. caring about you and like really no one cares.
Really no one cares. Yeah. That's so like, fascinating.
Yeah. So I feel like some of your like getting over your shyness also probably has to do with just like being more confident as yeah. you've gotten older and you've like found yes. your rhythm. It's like, hey, this is me. No one cares. I'm just going to put myself out here.
Exactly.
Has there been anyone who's followed you where you're like, oh my God, they're following me. I'm freaking out.
Azealia Banks.
What? She follows you? That's amazing.
That was cool when I saw that. She was
I love her.
Me.
I mean, she's amazing.
She's like raw and crazy and like hilarious.
Oh my gosh, she follows you?
She's hilarious. Yeah, she follows me.
All of your followers, anyone who follows you has to get it. So like in my book, they're like good people.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like I was watching this. Like, my dad is, like, such a supporter, and I'm so grateful for that, because my mom is, like, I spoke to her on the phone the other night, and I was, like, she was, like, what's going on in your life? And I said, oh, well, I just did this Bed Bath & Beyond shoot, and I walked around as a bed in Bed Bath & Beyond, and there was literally radio silence for, like, the next 5 minutes. She was, like, well, anyway, I just went to an extraordinarily wealthy man's home, and I looked at extraordinarily wealthy paintings, and I was, like, okay, bye. And so she does not get it. And I was talking to my dad and he said, go turn on the CBS special. And they were talking about like influencers and I wouldn't call myself
an
influencer.
Yeah, the 60-minute special.
The 60-minute special. And it was all about these kids who are just like killing it on Instagram.
Of course, yeah.
And they literally have like tens of millions of followers.
And brands pay them a lot of money.
And pay them a ton of money. And like,
it's a concept that's very foreign, and I saw that 60 Minutes piece, and the way that it was being worded was, like, for a much older audience, because the guy was like, so, you create a video, people watch this, and then brands pay you. Like, he, like, couldn't fathom, like for his old mind, he was like,
you record
so,
a video.
And, like, with Kim Kardashian, he's like, so you don't sing, you don't dance, you don't, and she's like,
But also, my point is that, like, These like influencers have like tens of millions of followers, and like I'm nowhere near that. But I think like,
well, you have to start somewhere.
I think my point is that like, I guess my humor is like informed by like where I grew up
yes.
and like
yeah,
it's a certain thing of like tongue in cheeky thing that revolves around like fashion and cosmetics Not everyone is going to understand those references.
But that's good. You want to have a niche audience.
Yeah, you want to have a niche audience. And so, like, I will never be, like, whoever they were featuring, like, with tens of millions of followers.
Right.
Because not everybody
is
going to get it.
Well, it's why I texted you that day asking if you had seen Maria Bamford. Because she's so specific.
Right.
And her fans are, like, hardcore fans.
Hardcore fans.
But you have to get... It's like you have to get it, and then once you get the cult of her personality and her comedy, then you're obsessed.
Yeah.
But a comedian like that, to me, is so much funnier than, like, Whitney Cummings, who, like, I watch and I'm like, okay,
she
you're not
funny at all. She is a train wreck.
She's just not, she's, like, not funny to me
she's
at all.
She's not funny.
Because she's, like, trying to appeal to the largest common
denominator.
And it's better to just have, like, a niche audience.
I agree.
A dedicated niche audience that gets it.
I agree. I don't even know what I would do to, like, have a, like, such a widespread audience. Like, I don't even know what kind of jokes I would have to make, or would I just like be like, bleh, like throw up on the street?
Yeah.
I don't even
know. Well, you know, I interviewed the guys from Fucked Jerry. The story's live on my company's site, ViBiViacom, but
they
every like millennial follows them in America. I mean, they have over 25 million followers.
Yeah.
Their reach is over 400 million a week on Facebook. I mean, it's insane.
It's insane.
But they use these memes because memes are like this, it's like these communal ideas about the way we feel. So, like, I hate to go outside. Like, they basically tap into these feelings that people have in a way that's much harder to translate when you're creating your own original content in a video format.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, sometimes I see these, like, people on Instagram who have, like, tens of thousands of followers, and, like, their whole feed is just memes, and then that gets me down for a second, but I'm like,
no.
Memes are memes, and, yes, like, that's why they do so well on the internet.
There's no author. Yeah. There's no, what do they call it? Auteur theory?
Yeah.
Like, there's no sign of the creator in them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whereas what you're doing, literally no one can, I mean, someone could copy you, but that would be
awkward,
hysterical, and like, really sad.
It would be really
worry that you're going to run out of ideas.
Great question. I think about that every day, but then at the 11th hour, I get inspired. So, and also I think when you live in New York, you can never run out of inspiration.
Yeah.
And
that's
like where I get my inspiration from, the street and like staring at people and like very annoying things that they're doing and their very annoying fashions.
Yes.
So.
And you must have a crazy like prop closet.
It's
like,
yeah.
So your birthday's coming up. Your birthday's this Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck do I get Caroline? And I was like, I need to just buy her, like, I was talking to Rachel about it. I need to buy her, like, a gift certificate to Party City so she can buy.
Dream.
Like, I don't know. Like, you must have just, like, a closet full of.
I do have a closet full of shit. And I finally cleaned it out the other day.
Yeah.
And it was, like, my KonMari, like, reckoning. Like, and I cleaned everything out. And honestly, this is really sad. But. So I had a Lobby Boy hat.
Yeah, I remember when you did the Grand Budapest Hotel. Yeah.
So I had a Lobby Boy hat and like
I
a
should
Cookie
have done
Monster.
Halloween shopping at your house.
Oh my God, you should. You should have.
Yeah.
I still have tons of stuff, but I had all of these costumes that I had like used for shoots, and I was like, I'm never gonna use them again. So I left them outside of my apartment, and this homeless man came and took the Lobby Boy hat and put it on his head.
Oh my God.
And it was like the most devastating, like, slash, like, adorable, slash, hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of great. The confetti
it's
for
pretty
it.
Great. So he took that hat and the Cookie Monster costume and this, like, koi fish costume. So I was happy that he did that. But it's also sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm... Yeah, the costume thing is ridiculous.
What do you want for your birthday?
Oh my gosh.
You know how some people are like really good at giving gifts and they're so thoughtful? Like, I'm not one of those people.
I'm not either.
I just don't. I feel like beauty gifts are like a popular thing people give each other. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I've given my mom so many like bath salts. I think every person's like given their mom like so many like body lotions.
Right.
And like, and the freaking holidays are coming up. And
honestly, like, red wine or something.
Wine. Okay.
Literally, that's all I need.
Yeah.
I think because I'm on this like video bender, all I care about it are just making these videos.
Yeah.
And then, I don't care about like materialistic things right now.
Yeah.
But like maybe like a year from now, I'll be like, what the hell was I thinking? Yeah. All I want are like.
Right.
I don't know.
Don't want like a Club Monaco tank top.
No. Yeah. See, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about that.
Yeah. Gifts are so hard. I hate buying gifts for people.
I hate buying gifts for people. And also, I think, like, the older we get, the more I realize that, like, fashion is so fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
I don't want another thing to put in my closet.
Thing to put in my closet. And it's so weird how, like, every fall you think, like, this is my style now. Or, like, I will forever be obsessed with this sweater. Or, like, these pants.
Yeah.
And then when you go through your shit for, like, where you're, like, cleaning it out in the spring or summer. And you're, like... I will never wear these again.
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I feeling these feelings towards these clothes?
Yeah.
I always thought I would love them.
Yeah.
And so fashion is so fleeting.
True.
That like I don't crave
clothes
the way that I used to.
That being said,
I'm
so happy that it's fall because fall for me is just like, it's like the boots come out.
The boots.
The cashmere sweaters, the jackets, for me, fall is like fashion at its highest elevation. Like, I just feel better getting dressed in the morning. I have on like 7 layers. Like, I'm wearing like a shirt, a sweater. I had a blazer on today, another jacket, a scarf. I love layers.
I think fall
dressing is so much more like sensual and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I really like thrive in
What's
fall.
What's your favorite color for fall?
Ooh, so.
Burgundies?
I love like burgundy, yeah. especially if I can like match my lip, like a red wine kind of look. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite color / fabric combinations is I love gray cashmere.
I love
There's just something about it that makes me so happy. And I love monochromatic dressing in mm-hmm. the fall. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, like, a gray cashmere turtleneck with, like, a slouchy, like, gray, like, pair of slacks.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe brown accessories, like a brown bag and a brown shoe. Mm. I think that's a beautiful outfit combination. I love to see, like, an all, like, camel look in fall. I love, like, monochromatic fall dressing.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite genre.
I agree. That said, I just sadly got rid of all of my gray cashmere sweaters.
Why?
Because I didn't feel like myself in them.
Can you,
like,
could you have told me?
No, they were gross. They were, like, me. They were, like, my high school sweaters that I, like, okay. sweat in while, like, taking the SATs, like, a nervous wreck in. Like, not very, like, sexy or anything. Just, like, a really tight crew neck kind of look. You know, with, like choking to death on my crew neck. So I got rid of them.
The thing that absolutely bothers me more than crew necks is I hate like a shallow V-neck. That's like the one silhouette I cannot do anymore. Like a shallow V-neck, just I can't do it.
A shallow
V-neck. Give me like a deep V or like a crew or a turtleneck. I don't give me like a little a little dip.
It doesn't work. Shallow V-necks, you are so right, are so offensive. They are like... They're like, hi, my name is Paul, and I work at State Farm.
But, like, everything with fashion, the pendulum will swing, and that will become, like, the silhouette. But you're so right about, like, clearing out your closet every season, yeah. and I've learned this over time because I've moved so many times.
Yeah.
It's kind of unbelievable. So I've had to, like, when I've moved countries, right, like, I've moved all the way to London, so I've had to, like, transport all of my shit at once. And you just look around, like, how did I accumulate all of this stuff?
Yeah.
And I remember very distinctly in London, maybe 1 year into living there after I'd done the first purge, I decided I will not buy anything from Zara, H&M, mm-hmm. Topshop, not doing it, no. And occasionally, even like 2 weeks ago, I saw a beautiful jacket in the window of Zara, and like they do a good job. Like sometimes this stuff looks like it could be interesting. And I went in, saw all this stuff I loved, I like piled up, I went to the fitting room. One piece after another, I really assessed myself in the mirror, and I was like, this is made out of shit, and this is not a timeless piece, I like it for right now, I want to wear it out of the store, like, I like it right now, but every time you purge a lot of stuff from your closet, the majority of the stuff you're purging is cheap.
Cheap. That's the problem with Zara, like, you love it so much in the moment, but it's also, like, shitty quality, and it won't last longer than, like,
you'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Months. Yeah, and the fit's not good.
I feel like the fit is... It's I like Zara clothes. They're flattering on me, but the materials are, like, shit.
Yeah, it does not age well.
It doesn't age well, and it's really fast fashion.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, like, it could seem, like, very elitist. You know, we're coming from a position where we can afford to buy other types of clothes, but I'm an extremely, like, savvy shopper. Like, I shop designer consignment. I shop in such a way that... Well, literally, the price that I'm paying for, like, Prada and Gucci and Dries Van Noten is the same price as Zara. Like, literally, that's, like, I'm shopping in a way that's really smart, where I'm, like, maximizing. I love the Real Real.
Okay, yes.
And then I go to the Upper East Side to where all these old ladies, like, it's probably usually, like, they've died and then, they like, all their clothes are going there. But I go to, like, the Spence Chapin thrift shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Encore on Madison Avenue has
Spence Chapin is good. Okay.
Spence Chapin, like, growing up.
Have you ever been to Ina?
Of course. Well, okay, yeah.
Why? What happened?
Ina, I don't love Ina.
Okay.
It's a lot of trendy stuff. I think you have to go to the Upper East Side,
okay,
where you're going to get Chanel, you're going to get Hermes, you're going to get, like, beautiful,
okay,
timeless clothing, probably from someone who's died.
Yeah.
Or, like, growing up, my mom donated a bunch of stuff to Spence Chapin, and it was all, like, gorgeous. Like, I'm probably buying stuff from Spence Moms.
From Spence Moms.
You know, like, but it's... If you, and also, what's great about, so Ina, which is like, mm-hmm, a downtown consignment shop, all it's all this competition, right? All these like hungry sharks of like fashion girls being like, I want that Alaya belt.
Yeah.
If you go uptown, it's much slower, and there's, mm-hmm, not as much competition for like cool designer pieces. So I find that the selection is usually broader, and then they all go like on deep discount around December. So
yeah.
I find a way to be smart about the money that I'm spending on clothing. It's not like I'm saying, don't shop at Zara, buy all expensive stuff. I think that you just have to think about what you're paying and the value of that actual item.
Right.
A Zara dress that literally cost $5.99 to make,
yeah,
if that,
uh-huh,
they're charging you like $60 for it.
Right.
I went to Anthropology right here in Chelsea Market the other day. I was appalled, disgusted by their,
really,
prices. Like, how dare you guys charge $300 for some fucking pants? Anthropology, Club Monaco,
I feel like
Theory,
all of these, so expensive.
All of these places are charging these outrageous prices.
And Club Monaco too, you're right. Both Anthropology and Club Monaco used to be so much more reasonable.
Yeah.
And like now they are just through the roof. But that said, like I think their quality is higher.
It's higher than Zara, but it is still not worth the price that,
yeah,
they're asking for it.
Yeah.
And I think if you're like just smarter. The other thing is I like to shop. I like hunting for the deal.
You do. Okay.
And a lot of people just don't have time for that. So they're like, let me just buy it full price. It fits. Like I'm not,
yeah,
trying to. So it's an acquired thing.
Yeah.
But
did you see Iris, the documentary on Iris Apfel?
Of course, yeah.
So I'm like probably very late to the game, but I watched a documentary the,
yeah,
other night. And
fabulous documentary on Netflix.
She's
anyone listening, if you haven't watched it, it's just watch it.
It'll
make you so happy.
Brilliant. She,
yeah,
is such
she's
an
life
incredible
life
human
goals
being. Like I'm obsessed, and the way that she.
But I think she's also a bit of a hoarder. Like in terms of the life changing magic of tidying up, she's
yeah,
bit,
she needs to rip.
Like having all
page
of that stuff around me would give me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, but continue.
Yeah,
sorry.
But anyway, I think like her aesthetic or like her way of, kind of like culling.
Yes.
Things,
yes. Yes.
Is like something. It's like aspirational.
Aspirational.
Yeah.
Aspirational for sure. And I think that having a signature look, it's something that I've talked to Gillian about.
Yeah.
She's like, I have my neck
she
scarf
has
and
her
I have my
look.
She's like, this is my signature look.
Gillian has her look for sure. Like her scarf and her,
yeah,
ripped jeans and her leather
it's
jacket.
It's like a sexy,
it's her
bohemian
look
biker.
That, I can like it's that's
but
really
you
cool
also have a look which is like an American in Paris.
No,
you're like a French girl.
That's nice.
But that's like your look, right?
My look is like, I feel like what I'm wearing right now. Like a,
yes,
like a cashmere sweater, some high-waisted jeans.
Like some gold
some earrings
hoops
or something and a little headband
like
or
a
something.
Little headband, yeah.
That's very much my look. It's that, this is my like me studying in this library for an exam,
yeah,
look.
Yeah.
That's like how,
yeah,
I dress.
When you went to Harvard, did,
mm-hmm,
people think you were like, so I'll back up.
Mm-hmm.
At Stanford, people told me all the time that I was so dressed up, and I was like, I'm just wearing normal clothes.
Oh.
But that's also because I was on the West Coast.
Interesting.
At Harvard, what was the average? Like, did girls get dressed up? Did people have good style? Or were people like, I'm too smart for that?
Good question. I think the style ran the gamut of, like, no style to, like, the style, which incensed me at Harvard was like a Boston Red Sox baseball cap and like a North Face fleece and leggings and like one of those heinous like keychain wallets that you like with
God
a little
a
bracelet,
wristlet,
a wristlet,
yeah,
which
like
made,
a coach wristlet
would make, which made me want to die.
Kill me.
Versus like a more like hipster aesthetic, which,
mm-hmm,
was like the cool kids on campus had like.
Okay, oversized
like
vintage
an
tea.
Oversized vintage tee or like oversized vintage sweater and like Levi's jeans and like really disgusting dirty like Supergas,
yeah,
or like white sneakers, which,
yeah,
which I died for. And like that was my aesthetic for a while when I was like trying to be like so cool.
Yeah,
like, I'm a cool kid. I'm like this. A cool kid, and I wore like a disgusting like fisherman sweater from like a vintage store, and it was like from a fisherman who died in like a swordfish wreck. And I looked like such a man in it, but I thought I was really cool. And yeah, I think. It was obviously, like, very preppy Cambridge, New England style.
Do you know what kills me?
What?
But also, remember, I worked at Ralph Lauren. I saw the preppiest of the preppiest. What kills me? Suede elbow patches on blazers. It's just, like, stop it.
But
also jodhpurs, like, when people wear... Like, just, like, riding pants that even have, like, that go that out a little bit. Like, what are you doing? It's like so offensive. It's so offensive. It really kills me. Like really preppy style for me is like vom.
Vom.
I mean, I guess I'm preppy. I don't know. I think I'm classic.
You're on the preppy side. You're on the preppy side, but you're not full blown preppy. Yeah. You're classic.
Yeah.
You're timeless.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna. I found some jeans that I really liked. They were from Mother, and they had like rips in them. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, am I ever gonna really feel comfortable in
ripped
jeans?
Do you like Mother jeans?
I do.
Okay, people. I've heard. You're like the fourth person now who's like, I only buy jeans from J Brand and Mother.
J Brand does not work for me.
Okay.
But Mother I'm into. I like jeans with stretch. I can't deal with these like stiff
J Brand, I feel like makes my butt look like a pancake.
Yeah, J Brand. They're also kind of low rise.
Yeah.
Which is
I don't
not
like
the
that.
Vibe.
It's
yeah.
not the vibe that we're going for.
Yeah. Yeah. Who low rise jeans are a horror.
Are horrible.
Like what, you want plumber's butt all the time? Like why would you ever wear low rise jeans? It's unfathomable.
Horrible. Low rise jeans to me are so like high school. My thing is high-waisted jeans.
Yeah.
I love a high-waisted jean. I love a baggy...
Cashmere sweater.
Cashmere sweater.
Yeah, it's very you.
Very me.
You wear flats mostly, right?
I wear white sneakers now.
Okay.
I used to love flats.
That's a fashion girl thing.
Yeah, but now they're so...
Too dainty for you?
They're too dainty, and I don't feel like myself in them.
So I have a story about, you know, the Gucci horse bit loafers that everyone has?
Have been on my list forever, and now I'm like, everyone has them.
No!
Yeah.
So I went to pick mine up last week.
The classic ones? The black ones?
Yeah, obviously. Okay. I wasn't going to fuck the boots with the fur. I would never get the ones with fur.
Oh my God.
I showed them to my husband. I was like, so this is like a trend. And he was like, are you kidding? He was like, that's a joke, right?
Is he
I was
horrified?
Like, he was horrified. He was like, people wear, like he, I had to show him pictures on Pinterest of like women wearing them. And he was like, oh, but like, it's a joke. Like they're like for fun. I'm like, this is the price tag. They're not for fun. It's a real thing. And
it's
he was like,
thing.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. So anyway.
It's not real fur. They're not real. It's not real fur, is it?
I don't know. They're outrageously expensive. And,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you've got them, swag. More power to you. It's not for me. I can't just throw around money like that and just get, like, a pair of shoes for fun.
Right.
I'm sure they'd be fun to wear. They look warm. But I got mine. They came to the Gucci store on Fifth Avenue. And they were 8.5. And I put them on. And they were, like, so wide. And I have a really narrow foot. And the guy was like, yeah, you're going to have to use, like, an insert and a... gel thing. And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to do all this. Can I try on an 8? And he's like, oh, these are sold out everywhere. You're lucky that you even got these in. So I tried on the 8 in some like hideous color. You know how they'll be like, we don't have it in black, but we have it. So I tried it in some like really, it was like
a
it was like a lipstick red, but it was like off. It was like a, like just a hideous color. But
and
I put on the 8 and they fit perfectly. And he was like, okay, you're probably an 8 in these, but we obviously don't have any anywhere in the city and you're going to have to order them again. And that was last week that this whole thing happened, and I haven't ordered them since because I've seen them everywhere, and I'm like, do I want to be a basic fashion girl and get the same flats everyone has, even though I've wanted them for so long?
I know. So. This is the thing. Maybe you do, because, like, I was reading the Isabel Marant sneakers, the platform sneakers that everyone had. There was this model who was cool.
I have them.
You have them. And,
yeah.
And, like, she was like, I don't care if everybody wears them. Like, you can own them and personalize them. And make them timeless. Like, the thing is, like, if you love them that much, like, you'll wear them forever.
Yeah.
And, like, when people who treat them like a fad stop wearing them, you'll continue to wear them and they'll still be cool.
True.
Like, I think personally, like, for me, my thing is the platform Celine sneakers that I die for. Those, like, platform.
It's like a flat form.
Yes.
Like, it's those, just, like a whole elevated, yeah.
That whole elevated thing that, like, has been trending for, like, the past year and a half.
Yeah.
And, like, I will continue to wear those, I think, forever.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Even when they go out of style.
And then I guess there's a reason why something becomes a classic, right?
Yeah. It's I mean, like, the Gucci, the loafer will never go out of style.
Yeah. But, you know, Lila on this very podcast was the one that was saying that, like, the Stan Smith white sneakers I can't wear them anymore because it makes me want to gouge my eyes out because it's just such a, I'm a fashion girl. Sneaker.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
It's like the same reason why I won't wear a choker.
Okay.
Like, I think chokers are pretty.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 years ago, a year ago, like, I wore...
Did you just see my choker video?
Yes, with the dog
with
collar.
The dog
it was
collar.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
The dog collar. Like, it's needs to stop. Yeah, 2 years ago, you would have worn the choker.
Yes, but now, if I wear a choker, even though I would have worn it... Even last year, I was wearing chokers. I think that they're, like, beautiful. I would, like, even take, like, ribbon, and I would do interesting things with brooches. But now, it's just such a trend. Oh, my gosh. Our food is here. Okay, pause. So we're really excited because
our food has arrived.
Our food just arrived. So
I ordered pasta.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fat.
Yeah, Caroline, you got. Honestly, I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't remember the last time I ordered pasta bolognese.
I think I'm going, I because I'm, like, it's that time for me of the month. So I'm just, like, it's
oh
a free-for-all.
Wait, I'm so happy that you said it's that time of the month because I was telling my girlfriends this weekend, the episode of this podcast that is my dream to do is I want to do a period episode.
I love that.
And talk to women about how they cope with literally the worst time of their life. Not of their life. Mm-hmm. Of every month. It comes every month. I think that what I was saying was a huge benefit, I think, in terms of dealing with your period, is letting your partner know, if you live with someone, that it's coming and how to act around you.
Yeah.
It's been a tremendous, like, I tell Umut, I'm like, just don't touch me. Like, I just can't, just, like, don't be annoying. Like, everything's going to piss me off.
That's how I'm feeling.
He warms up my hot water bottles for me, brings them to me for my cramps, knows to kind of just, like, he's, like, walking on eggshells around me because I'm just like, get away. But I think letting your partner know if you live with someone is great.
Yeah.
I have a hot water bottle, which is fabulous, but I also have a cashmere cover for that hot water bottle, so it's not too harsh on the skin, which is, I think, a big upgrade. All of my teas from David's Tea I've been sipping throughout my period to make it kind of better.
I love that.
What do you do to make the experience not as awful?
Honestly, I've been new to this experience because I've just got off birth control like 2 months ago, and I really never really had PMS symptoms except like maybe like mild cramps, mild like lower back pain, but I did not have like the classic PMS symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been on the pill in like 4 months now, and so I've experienced like PMS symptoms.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of like high school when I was like a bloated, disgusting Michelin man.
It's really intense what
it's
happens.
Really intense.
Are you like me where in like the first few days are like the worst?
The worst. Like,
so,
you feel so
such heavy blood. Like
heavy blood.
I feel like we should be able to call and sit. You don't have to go to an office.
Yeah.
But like on like the first 2 days of my period, I'm just like, do I actually have to go to an office right now and change my tampon 17 times?
It's really bad.
It's horrible.
It's really, really bad.
So do you know what I ordered that I love? Thinks. I'm sure you've seen their ads all over
the
subway. The period underwear.
Do they work?
They do work. I got the like high-waisted briefs and...
But you still have to wear a tampon with them.
So some people don't, I think. God bless those people. It's very brave. For me, I wear them with a tampon and I wear them on like the first night when I go to sleep so that, you know, like you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and change your tampon. So I'll wear them with the tampon, and if there's any leakage, it gets absorbed.
Okay.
The only thing that's annoying about them is you have to hand wash them like with like light detergent and hang dry them. And it's like this whole production to wash them that makes it not as fun to wear them and deal with it. But
so why do you wear them? Because they...
So that you don't have, like...
To replace your tampon so often?
Well, no, yeah. I've woken up very often.
Okay.
Day one, period, with, like, stains on the sheets.
Okay.
I have to, like, change all of the sheets.
But these things really help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about as opposed to wearing like a pad or like a
even
diaper? I would say.
Even pads, I still have like leakage issues and stuff. I don't know. Pads are very uncomfortable. I mean, but I think that they're also an essential part.
Yeah.
They're an essential
pads
part.
Pads remind me of like high school and being too afraid to use tampons and just like swaddling around, waddling around in my pad with like going
to. When you think about the fact that it happens to us every single month. And it's just like a week of your life that you just feel like shit.
Honestly, it's longer than a week because it's like it's like the 5 days leading up to your period where you're like, oh, I know it's coming. I'm starting to get cramps.
Yep,
I'm starting to feel bloated.
Yeah.
My face is starting to look like a man's. I look disgusting. I'm eating all of every carb that ever existed.
Yeah.
So like obviously if I were on the pill right now I wouldn't be experiencing these symptoms, but
you know they say the pill also really affects your sex drive. Do you feel like hornier now, or are you just like you want
to the pill?
Really?
That's
okay.
Why I'm off of the pill.
Everyone
really
tells me this
difference.
Everyone says and it's like that weird curse, right, where you go on the pill so you can have you should always have protected sex, but you go on the pill because you're probably sleeping with someone and you don't want to get pregnant. And then it lowers your sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels so counterintuitive. But everyone says that being off the pill, they're like, my sex drive is back.
Mm-hmm.
But I do the NuvaRing, which is a very low
dosage.
Like, it's like the lowest. But, like, my sex drive's intact.
Intact. Do you only, this is ignorant, but do you put it in during sex? Or do you keep
always? It's in all the time. It's in right now. Plastic ring. As we speak.
Okay.
So you put it in. For 21 days, and then you take it out for 7 days, and then you put it back in.
Okay.
And putting it back in is what, like,
stops
your
period.
Yeah.
What is it easy to use? Like
super easy. It's like a very flexible, light ring that you just like stick up, and then you don't even know it's there.
Cool.
You know, my husband doesn't really feel it when we have sex, or if he does, he doesn't hasn't said anything. I've never done the pill itself. And I've been off of NuvaRing. I was off of it for like 3 years and I didn't see a big difference in the way that I felt.
Okay.
But I know a lot of women who have gone off of the pill say that it huge impact on their sex drive.
And that was another reason, that was like the main reason why I wanted to go off of it, because I was like, this is weird. This is getting weird. I'm like, I was becoming I was like, I'd rather just buy like cats and sit with my cats.
You're like, sex, I could take it or leave it.
And now I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get
like,
it. Which
I
is
get
fun.
The appeal of this.
I get the appeal of this interaction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is nice to do the
interesting.
Pill.
Interesting.
Or to not do the pill.
To not do the pill.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try going off of NuvaRing like long term. But then condoms.
But you said you didn't feel a difference.
Yeah, I didn't feel a difference.
Yeah.
And condoms are just too much to
like
deal with.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a whole thing.
For sure.
What about those, like, cups? Diaphragms. People use this.
Diaphragms. All that I can think about with diaphragms is Miss Philpott's class in biology. She's like, I had a... Miss Philpott's, for the record, was our biology teacher and also the principal of...
Oh, my God.
Our high school?
Yeah.
Was she high school
upper
or middle school?
We called
school?
It upper school.
Upper school, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, I had a roommate in college whose boyfriend took the diaphragm out and pinned it to the wall.
Ew.
And she got pregnant. She got pregnant.
Gross.
Yeah. So that's what I think about when I think about diaphragms.
Okay. I'm just tapping you for the Instagram as an Instagram expert.
Yes.
You use your Instagram for entertainment.
Yes.
To share your work with the world.
Share my work. Yes.
What do you think about non-professional Instagrams? Basically just... Okay, so this is something that I think about a lot. When is it okay to post a selfie? What are the Instagram accounts that, like... What are the things that women do that just make you cringe? Because if I post a selfie and then I have another picture where I'm in it, I'm like, it looks too vain to post these back-to-back. But then I'm like, why should I overthink it? It's, again, back to that thing about, like, being self-conscious about it is this inflated sense of self where you're like, no one cares.
No one cares, right. That's a great question. To be honest, before starting this Instagram account, I never used Instagram because I didn't feel comfortable using it the way that a lot of people use it.
To be like, look at how fabulous
I am. Like, I'm, look at me, I'm, so, like, just, like... look at my perfect avocado toast. Look at me, like, after my perfect workout, and look how perfect I look, and I never sweat, and, like, I'm perfect.
Yeah.
And so...
Do you think that posting a selfie of yourself is just, like, gratuitous and obnoxious?
Not
like,
always.
If you're looking, if you're just, like, your hair is popping, your makeup looks bomb, the light's good, like...
It's very... I wouldn't do it. It's not my
style. It's not for
style,
you. But it doesn't bother you when other people do it.
But it doesn't bother me when other people do it. If I know them and I'm like... Look, they look great. They want to just show people. Because honestly, like, I do that with Snapchat. If I'm like, oh, look, I look nice. I'm going to do a little weird video.
On Snapchat, selfies are much more acceptable.
I think selfies are more acceptable on Snapchat. So I do that on Snapchat. And
are you low cheekbones on Snapchat as well?
I'm low cheekbones on Snapchat as well. And I think if I know you and I'm like, I know this person isn't vain, but they just want to, like, show the world that they're looking good.
But what's wrong
with
being vain? There's a question for you. What's wrong with being vain?
If you're...
Like, why are women expected to not... We're expected to be self-confident, but we're not expected to take pride in our looks.
I always think... I, like, probably think about this once a day where you told me about how you went in the circle at Spence if you were, like... Or you were going to go into the circle. Well,
for the, like, question of, like, do you think there's anything wrong with you?
Do you think there's anything wrong with you? And you were going to go... Or, like, do you love the way you look?
Yeah, do you
and
love
you were going to go in the circle.
Yeah.
I think about that every day, and I think there's a difference between being really comfortable and happy with the way that you look versus, like, being incredibly vain.
Like, narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Yeah. Narcissism is where it gets crazy.
To the point that it's like, blinding, and that's all that, like, your whole, like, world.
It's all about
around,
you,
like,
all
you
the time.
And image, and... Yeah. That can be really boring.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, you know what? Yeah. Like, I gained 5 pounds. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll lose it. Maybe I won't. I'm still happy with the way that I
right.
look.
Right, right.
I think there's a difference between being comfortable and happy with the way that you look and being really vain about it to the point that, like, you take yourself way too seriously.
Yes.
And you can't laugh at yourself and you can't take a joke.
Yeah.
That's where I see the difference.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting that you note that because I feel like the selfies that don't piss people, like, girls find a way to give a self-deprecating, ironic comment caption underneath that, like, takes, like, in case you thought I was vain, like, here's a self-deprecating caption to, like, take the edge off of the fact that this is a gorgeous picture of me.
But I think people who, I was talking to this beauty editor who used to work at Allure, and she was saying the secret, if you want to make Instagram, like, your successful platform, you have to post every day.
Like, so is that frequency?
Frequency, so that you're, like, in people's thoughts and, like, you're so you're constantly, like, tagging your friends in these videos. If you don't post for a night, people are going to forget about you.
Yeah.
So, and that surprised me because I thought, like, you don't want to bombard people.
No.
But you have to post every day.
Yep.
And if it's good content, then it's going to be.
Yep. Yep.
Then it'll take off that way.
That's great. Yeah. And that's actually the same advice that I got for this podcast with women who are experts in podcasting. They said just be consistent and just keep releasing it. Just keep doing it. So for anyone listening, if you listen on iTunes, please subscribe. Give me a rating. Give me a review.
Yes.
If you listen on SoundCloud, please follow me on SoundCloud. Leave a comment. Make yourself known. I'm trying to just do these. And Gillian was so funny. Gillian was like, Caroline's already been on your podcast. You're going to have her on your podcast again? And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
So you'll come back even again. I'll never run out of things to talk to you about.
That's true.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
I'm honestly so happy for you. And I think that...
Thank you.
You know, when we first recorded, you were at Harper's, and now to quit a full-time job and to just live your dream, to be like, I'm just going to make these crazy art/comedy videos and hope that people get it. Because at first, you didn't have it wasn't like an overnight success, but you just kept doing it. And I think that's such a powerful message. And you've only got one life, right? You've just got to do what you love, what you believe in.
100%. Someone was saying, I don't know if it was Conan O'Brien, if it's something that you believe in, you just have to keep ringing that bell, and people will come eventually. Like, yes. Just keep ringing that bell.
Yes.
Don't stop ringing the bell if you believe in what you're doing.
Ugh. Beautiful message. Yes. Beautiful message. All right, guys. Don't stop ringing the bell. Thank you so much for listening. Caroline, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Come back soon. All right. Let's eat our food.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.